Hey, let's get a picture with the talking frog.
Remember, forests are more than trees.
This is the talk of Tampa Bay. Talk Radio 57, WPLP, Pinellas Park, Tampa, St. Petersburg.
CBS News, this is Doug Poling, signs that the race for the Republican presidential nomination could be over. Following the massive victories of George Bush on Super Tuesday, there are indications his chief rival, Bob Dole, is thinking of quitting. Dole today pulled his TV commercials off the air in Illinois and laid off more than half his campaign staff. Another candidate, Pat Robertson, said next week's Illinois primary is crucial.
The momentum George Bush, if there is any stopping, should be done here in Illinois, and Bob Dole is the one to do that.
As for Dole, he seemed to be conceding that his campaign is in big trouble.
I'm a fighter. I'm also realistic. And I've looked at the delegate count, and I've got to do very well in Illinois. And I'm not in this race just to see how long we can extend it. I'm in this race to win.
While Dole was reassessing his candidacy, Bush was going ahead full speed with his Illinois campaign. Bob Crawford of Chicago station WBBM reports.
The vice president surprised a partisan Republican audience by distancing himself from the Reagan White House on the issue of ethics. He said he was disturbed at the breaches of ethics he had seen over the past few years, and he said that if elected, he would appoint an ethics panel to draft new rules of conduct.
I'm tired of being embarrassed. I'm tired of our children seeing things that should embarrass us all. People at all levels of government should come to serve, not to profit.
The vice president's comments were completely unexpected, and they were viewed as an indication that more indictments of Reagan administration officials might be coming. But others here saw it as a sign that as he prepared to score a final knockout victory in Illinois, George Bush was finally striking out on his own. Bob Crawford for CBS News, Chicago.
New York Congressman Jack Kemp today dropped out of the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Kemp has not done well in the primaries and caucuses. There are reports from Washington that President Reagan is preparing to order sanctions aimed at forcing Panamanian strongman Manuel Noriega out of office. Congress today stepped up the pressure on Noriega. The House, in a non-binding resolution, voted to demand the resignation of Noriega. Among the backers was Republican Benjamin Gilman of New York.
Now is the time for General Noriega to step down, to open the door to true democracy in Panama. And I commend the administration for taking a firm stand against General Noriega. Our nation's policy clearly supports democratic civilian rule and respect for the human rights of the Panamanian people.
In Panama today, opposition groups mounted new street demonstrations aimed at ousting Noriega. Pop singer Andy Gibb died today at a hospital near London at the age of 30. The hospital did not disclose the cause of death, but said he had been suffering from stomach pains. Gibb had been treated for cocaine addiction, which he said started after a painful breakup with actress Victoria Principal. At 3 minutes past the hour, this is CBS News.
The totally new Buick Regal. There's nothing like it on the American road.
Out on the horizon, the heart of a Buick, the start of a Regal new day. The great American love was made for Regal. It's a Regal reward. It's the way it should be in this Regal American land. The great American love belongs to Buick.
Now there's a magical reading course on cassettes called Hooked on Phonics, which makes learning to read simple. Simple because Hooked on Phonics is set to music. This way, kids learn phonics quickly, like a song. And when they master phonics, they can read and spell almost everything. So if you want your preschooler to become an excellent reader, or if there's an older student who needs reading help, call 1-800-ABCDEFG. That's 1-800-ABCDEFG.
The Reverend Jimmy Swaggart's wife and son say new donations are needed to save Swaggart's organization. His wife, Frances, and son, Donnie, along with Swaggart associate Jim Rentz, plan to broadcast an appeal next week. In San Salvador today, an official of the Assemblies of God said 30 Salvadoran schools that rely on funds from the church are in financial trouble because of Swaggart's fall from grace. Oil prices skyrocketed today, up as much as 51 cents a barrel. Amid reports, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries is planning to cut production in order to stem a month-long slide slide in crude oil prices. But in Vienna, OPEC denied a published report the cartel may lower output. Rumors that a new round of insider trading indictments is about to be announced helped trigger a sharp sell-off on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrials declined 48.24, closing at 2026.03. This is CBS News.
Adam, look at my skin, my bones. We're very different.
But Eve, you do have my rib.
Seriously, Adam, as woman, I need more. I need Within.
Within?
It's called Within. The multivitamin with zinc for the skin and the most calcium, plus extra iron and essential vitamins a woman needs Within.
Adam, you do realize how different we are.
Eve, I'm naked, not blind.
Within from One A Day. As different from other multivitamins as women are different from men.
It's great news for produce shoppers. Anjou and Bosque USA pears are available again. Remember that firm pears need a little extra attention to bring them to their sweetest, juiciest best. They don't change color, but you can check them daily as they ripen in a bowl or bag at room temperature. They'll give slightly at the stem end when they're ripe and ready to eat.
The time is ripe for pears. Grown in the USA pears.
This message from the Oregon, Washington, California Pear Bureau.
I'm Doug Poling, CBS News.
Roger Christie, Talk Radio 57 News. Governor Bob Martinez catches flack from Amnesty International on signing a death warrant. Jerry Falwell reveals his dream political ticket. Tampa International spells out its new master plan, and the old Skyway Bridge area is being redone into a major recreation area. Details, money and market reports, sports updates, traffic information, and the weekend weather picture. All on the Ed Hartley Show, 6 to 9 on the Talk of Tampa Bay. Talk Radio 57.
We'll help you survive this thing called life. We're for the people,
people.
Whatever your source of stress or strife, for the people is there.
Well, sometimes you feel like you're not playing with a full deck.